Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I mean, they've got a nice system. They've been running it for a few years now. Johnny Morton, the new offensive coordinator, has been there, takes it over, been around for a long time. Seems like he's got his fingerprints on it as well, but it's along the same line, so they've got continuity. And then a lot of good players who are playing well.
That was Coach John Harbaugh meeting with the media earlier today following the Ravens' first practice of the week. Injury report is out. Marlon Humphrey, there was some concern with him after he suffered that groin injury against the Browns. He practiced in full today, so that's a great sign. But guys that did not practice today, Nate Wiggins, he didn't practice, groin injury. Kyle Van Noy did not practice due to a hamstring. Patrick Ricard still sidelined with a calf. Nnamdi Manabike didn't practice because of a neck injury.
Yeesh.
Isaiah Likely was limited with a foot. John Jenkins, personal reason, was limited today. And Rasheen Ali, limited with a concussion. And Cordell Woodland said he was practicing with a red jersey. So that tells you he has not passed concussion protocol yet.
I mean, look, obviously anything neck related is scary. And hamstrings and groins tend to be things that linger and are difficult to manage. And early in the season, less is more. So I'll be, you know, we'll all be paying close attention to see where this leads and if they might be a little more shorthanded than we might have thought immediately coming out of that game. Just to that clip that we played there from Harbs, because, you know, I've watched the Lions quite a bit and I wrote about them some at the Washington Post and the changing of their guard at coordinator and talked to people who've worked with their new coordinators in the past. And the one thing that I came away from with Morton, the offensive coordinator who Harbs mentioned, I think he's going to be more pass happy. I think he's going to be more willing to get away from the run if it doesn't happen on early downs right away. And I think he's more, I think it's more Gibbs is the lead guy and Montgomery gets in where he fits in. The days of Montgomery getting 5-6 carries in the first quarter and getting to establish that physicality, I don't know that that's going to be the way that this offense starts games anymore.
Some guys that didn't practice for the Lions, Jason. Jack Campbell didn't practice due to an ankle. Marcus Davenport didn't practice because of a chest injury. And Taylor Decker didn't practice because of a shoulder injury.
Yeah, I mean, they could be shorthanded in the trenches too. I think this game, especially if these teams are down a defender or two, I think this game could get pretty loose here. Like I think both these teams are gonna. Like I think both these teams can score 24 points. Now I think the Ravens are probably gonna score like 30, certainly north of 27, but something like 27, 24, you know, 30 to 24. Like I that's kind of where I'm thinking this is headed.
We talked a lot today, Lamar Jackson, his record against NFC teams, how great they've been running the football against NFC teams. Well, the Ravens are fantastic at home in primetime games. Since John Harbaugh arrived here in 2008, Ravens are 22-3, by far and away the best winning percentage in the NFL for home primetime games. You look at Lamar Jackson, he's 10-1 in home primetime games, 30 touchdowns in those 11 games. And here's Lamar Jackson on playing on Monday Night Football.
Probably that extra rest day. I'll say that. Probably the extra rest day, extra film, get a good feel for who we're playing against and go from there.
He credits the extra rest for why he's so great makes on Monday sense. Night Football. It does make sense. Extra day.
I mean, the other team's getting extra rest too, but it's much easier to dictate than it is to defend, right? And we've talked a lot through the course of this show about what the Ravens have done to NFC teams throwing and passing the football in this Lamar Jackson, especially the Lamar Jackson, Todd Monken era. And it's pretty phenomenal. And yeah, the teams that have seen it the most, especially teams that had an early beat on it, seemingly from the giddy up, like Kansas City and Spags, are at a distinct advantage to those who only see it every 3 or 4 years.
Mentioned Isaiah Likely. He practiced limited today. There's definitely a real possibility that he could make his season debut Monday Night Football. Here's Lamar Jackson on getting Likely back.
Great. You know, we have great guys who play right now, you know, and another great player to be added. Whenever that time is, it's going to be great. Looking forward to it.
And that's really what it is. This offense, it has a ton of weapons even without Isaiah Likely, but you add him to the mix, it just makes him that much more dangerous.
Potent. We'll talk about Likely and Andrews in a half hour. So I'll just say this about Likely status. I mean, if he doesn't practice full tomorrow, I don't think he's playing in this game.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Because it's another one of those situations where we've talked a lot about Jair, where...
It's a long time.
It's week three. It's week three. There's a long way to go before January. And even though he hasn't done much yet, Andrews and Kohler are still here. This isn't a pressing issue where the offense, first couple weeks, they've only managed 17 points. Like,
well, it's a long way to go, and it's been a long time missed.
Yeah.
I mean, injury happened
early in camp. And as you said, Jason, we're going to get back into the tight end situation at 5:30. But coming up next, we're going to go around the AFC North in Northern Exposure. Zach Taylor weighs in on Jake Browning, Kevin Stefanski on Joe Flacco, and Aaron Rodgers as well. What the heck is going on with that Steelers defense? We'll get Jason's thoughts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On that next.
Thanks. I don't think it's fair to talk about that right now, Tony. We win as a team, we lose as a team.
That was Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Everybody's favorite Browns beat reporter, Tony Grossi.
Responding to Tony's question on if he is considered a change at starting quarterback, but you heard Kevin Stefanski not thinking about it. Win as a team, lose as a team, but it was a rough go of it for Joe Flacco at M&T Bank Stadium.
I guarantee you that owner who's pretty nosy on all this stuff, and who is the whole reason why Deshaun Watson was there in the first place. I guarantee you he's got some questions for the coach and the GM about the timeline here and what are we doing and at what point do we throw the fans a bone, try something younger and new and different. And we did draft two of these kids, didn't we? So I think, look, I don't think Joe's would necessarily look that bad all the time. But the problem for Joe is he's facing a defense right now that's coming off extreme rest, right? Because they last played on a Thursday night. That was a top five defense in yards per play allowed last year. And that's before Micah Parsons got to town. I'm not sure. We had, you know, our buddy Brian Baldinger on earlier in the show. I'm not sure those Browns young running backs are totally up to snuff on pass pro. Like, we didn't think Flacco would stay upright for more than 6 or 7 weeks. We talked about it. We weren't sure when the Browns were going to win a game. Should have won week one. But we thought they might start 0-6, something like that. And we didn't think that Flacco would make it to Halloween physically, perhaps. And it is very early, but it's kind of looking that way.
As you said, Jason, the Browns, they host the Packers this week at the Lions next week. So Browns, they have a rough, rough start to their schedule. Bengals, they're 2-0 for the first time under Zach Taylor, but unfortunately, Joe Burrow is going to be sidelined for the next 3 months, so that means Jake Browning is here to stay, and here's Zach Taylor on the Bengals' approach with the backup quarterback.
I don't know that people would really see a wholesale difference, but again, there's just, hey, Jake, here's three things I'm thinking about. Which two do you like the most? You know, and oftentimes when we go through the plan the night before the game, Joe and Jake are very, very similar, almost exact in terms of the plays they like. Sometimes there's one little tweak that Jake likes more than Joe that we just make a note of in case that ever comes up and is needed. So again, it's they both grown in our system here, and that's why they're here, because they're good at operating what we're doing, and we've tried to format it around Joe. And now you make a few tweaks if it's things that Jake feels like he's better at. Certain areas that he wants to step into, then we're more than willing to do that. So I've always believed in philosophy when the quarterback works hard and you trust his opinion, you ask his opinion, and if he believes in it, it's got a higher chance of being successful. If he doesn't believe in it, stay away from it. Doesn't matter how much I like it, because you want him to go out there and operate with confidence.
It's an interesting matchup this week for the Bengals. They're heading to Minnesota, and they're going to take on a backup quarterback with the Vikings and Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I think this game has a chance to get loose. Minnesota's down a bunch. We've talked, you know, all the focus has been on McCarthy. Minnesota's defense is down some key contributors. These teams met in Minnesota not that long ago. Browning was the starter. He went off. You look at what they do with Browning. He's kind of a no risk it, no biscuit guy. He's good for a couple of touchdowns a game as a starter, and he's good for 1.5 interceptions. Like, I just think that's what they are and who they are, and they're willing to live with it because he keeps Chase and Hopkins and Higgins and those guys interested. Like, he keeps, like, he's good enough to keep them thinking, I could still get fed. The defense is not good, and I think Minnesota will move the ball better with Wentz than they did with McCarthy. So, I think this game, I think there's points in this game.
Looking big picture, Jason, is there a world where this team could still make the playoffs with Jake Browning?
Sure, there is. I don't think that's going to end up being the case. Because I think the AFC West is pretty good. And, I mean, look, I don't know. They're not going to be mathematically eliminated, I don't think, when he comes back, especially if it's, you know, like if it is right at 12 weeks or... I don't think they'll be mathematically eliminated, but I also think, like, I don't think Joe Burrow's coming back from an injury of this magnitude and he's starting off and looking like Superman. And he's a slow starter to begin with. And he's been a slow starter in years past when he's coming off of injury after having a whole offseason to rehab it. So, and look, maybe the defense is a little better than last year. I mean, last year it was obviously god awful, but what happens when some attrition hits that unit? So I suspect Joe Burrow plays again this year because the old man's going to want to get some of his money. But I didn't think it was a playoff team coming in the year. So
Lastly, let's head to Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers, really good debut. Not so good home debut as Seattle blew out the Steelers 31-17. Aaron Rodgers completed just 54.5% of his passes, threw two interceptions. What went wrong?
I mean, they're sticky on the outside. Good coverage guys. And played a lot of two show. And we just couldn't run it effectively enough to kind of get them out of it. On tape, there had been a lot of pressure. A lot of different personnel groups. Now with Spoon being out, they played less different groupings, less pressure, much less pressure, and more too high.
Jason, we can focus on the quarterback as much as we want, and he was not good.
No,
I'm not excusing Aaron Rodgers, but that defense is horrible. And that defense, that play where Seattle, it was third and goal at their 19.
Yeah.
And they handed it off to Kenneth Walker as a give-up play.
Yes.
To kick a field goal, and he goes in untouched. That's one of the more embarrassing plays that you will see all season long, and that's the highest-paid defense in the NFL by over $20 million.
They got major, major problems. Rodgers is going to matriculate the ball down the field. He's not going to explode it down the field. They don't have a feature back, and they don't seem to figure out. They leaned on Warren more in that game. They're going to have to lean on Warren a lot. If you run wherever J.J. Watt is or T.J. Watt isn't right now, you're finding a lot of joy. The defense, there's no excuse for it. It's pretty shameful. And you now have a 10-game sample size going back to last year where they're allowing 28 points a game.
They're horrible. And T.J. Watt doesn't have a sack in, what, 5 or 6 games now, I believe? Like, I asked Baldy the question, is this salvageable, this defense? Because this isn't a small sample size. You said this is 10 games going back.
Yeah. We kind of thought that the Aaron Rodgers thing would bring the Tomlin situation perhaps to a head, but, like, he's pretty tight with Terrell Austin. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. If they want him to fire Terrell Austin, to have Terrell Austin fall on the sword, some of the friction might end up coming on the defensive side of the ball even more so than the inherent, it's obvious Rodgers is his guy thing.
I'll say this. Steelers, as we talked about a lot, they have a very favorable first half of their season schedule. If they can't get out of these next 4 games 3-1, you better hit the panic button if you're in Pittsburgh. At New England this week, then you're at home against the Vikings team, then at home against the Browns with a horrible old Joe Flacco, and then at Cincinnati with another backup quarterback. So this has to be a get-right stretch for this defense. They have to flex their muscles here.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe they just all got kind of old together. I mean, they just don't have the gas. They don't have the jam. Watt's brother went pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, his body sort of started decomposing pretty quickly. And they've asked Hayward to do a lot for a long time. So they might be just getting a little long in the tooth.
Coming up next, gonna get back into the Ravens, take a look at Mark Andrews' very slow start to the season. Isaiah Likely, could he make his debut on Monday night? If he does, what could that look like? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
I don't look at it as slow, man. I feel like I'm doing a lot of things to, make big plays. You look at the first game, just about every run was sprung off a block, behind me. So, in my eyes, I'm trying to win games, trying to help this team out. I feel like I'm doing a good job with things that are asked of me. I know the good things will come, patience. I'm not worried too much about the outside noise, about fantasy football. That stuff doesn't matter to me. I'm worried about this team.
Mark Andrews saying the right things in front of a microphone, but I'm sure if you talk to him behind closed doors in a contract year when he only just turned 30, he's not at the end of his career. He's got 4 targets, 2 catches for 7 yards through the first 2 weeks. I'm sure he envisioned a much bigger role in the passing offense, especially without Isaiah Likely.
Yeah, look, the contributions to the run game are great, and it does take everybody, including the backup fullback. But that's not really his forte. And the reality is, since Isaiah Likely got hurt, they've played two games and the tight ends have not made any impact whatsoever in the pass game. And when Andrews has showed up, he hasn't been able to finish the catch. So that's less than ideal. There's been an inherent changing of the guard that's been going on here for a while. I think the Ravens were keenly aware to it and keenly aware of how cumbersome or awkward it might become, which is part of the reason they left the door as ajar as they did to trading Mark Andrews. That ultimately didn't happen. They also sweetened the pot for people like Van Noy, who just got paid pretty recently. And as far as we know it, and as far as all the records show and the NFLPA database and everything, it appears to be the same contract for Andrews as it was. So Andrews is going to have to play out a contract. He's not going to get a third contract here. And Likely he's going to get a bag at some point. And so he's got to audition for every other team if he wants to continue playing football for a living at a decent price point. And I'm sure he does. So this hasn't gone swimmingly. And I don't know if Likely's going to definitely play in this game. And if he does, is he going to be on a pitch count or whatever? But I do think there's a bit of an opportunity lost here. And I do think that tight ends can hit the wall pretty quickly, like running backs. And I think there is just a different element of a dynamic, explosive element that Likely's presence provides that Andrews doesn't.
It's a different body type. It's just a different type of player. Mark Andrews, even in his prime, was nowhere near as explosive and shifty as Isaiah Likely. He was absolutely an effective player. And going back to last year, if you want to look glass half full, Andrews got off to a really slow start last year through the first four games. He had 6 catches for 65 yards, 0 touchdowns through the first month of the season. So there's still a possibility he can turn it around. He ended up leading the NFL tight ends in touchdown receptions last year, despite not having one in the first month of the season. But let's assume Likely comes back Monday. And it's far from a certainty. He practiced limited today, and you mentioned earlier you'd like to think he's got to practice in full the rest of the way, Friday and Saturday, to suit up on Monday. But let's assume he plays Monday. I want to have measured expectations for him, and we know the type of player he is when he's right, but foot injuries are tricky. He had surgery, and this will be his first game action going back to the playoff game last year. So I think a pitch count, snap count could be a possibility, and maybe he's not 100% as explosive as he was out of the gate.
No, I he's probably not. There'd be a bit of a process, but I think what he does do is scare a defense that any play could be the one that a scramble drill turns into a 50-yard touchdown reception, that there's a potential house call if you're not keeping a keen eye on him in coverage. And the, you know, he and Bateman are the take-the-top-off guys. And when you don't have one of them, it makes it easier to roll things on the other one. And if the guy who's stepping up in Likely stead, which let's face it, that's now Andrew stepping up for Likely and not vice versa, isn't of that same sort of athletic caliber, and maybe the age is starting to show a little bit, and maybe he's not in the greatest mindset because he can see that his Ravens career might be sort of winding down, and he's had difficulty putting that Buffalo shambles behind him, then yeah, that can manifest itself in a dink and dunk type scenario. And really, even so, a lot of, like, we've talked about Zay and some of the intermediate crossers, but a lot of stuff to Zay has been pretty shallow. And like, there's been some Lamar run around and just throw it to a running back. Like, the downfield stuff hasn't been there. And that's where Likely comes in. And you go back to the Buffalo game in the playoffs, and I think you got to have at least two of those three, Likely, Bateman, Zay, on the field to be who you want to be. And when you have all three of them, it can really hit another level.
Well, let's go to the not so rosy scenario. Let's just say he practices limited this week. And you said earlier, and I agree with you, you got to look big picture here. It's almost kind of similar to the Jaire Alexander situation, where Let's not force the issue. If he's not right, like, he doesn't need to be out there Monday night.
Tomorrow's going to be a big day. If he doesn't practice in full, I don't know why he would play in this game. And if he practices in full and they're kind of, you know, go back and watching the tape and they're like, eh, that looks a little awkward, that looks a little different, like, are we sure we're sure? Then, yeah, you're erring on the side of caution.
We got one more break to go before we turn it over to Bob Haney, Jim Hunter. They are broadcasting live from Pickles Pub. Not many BBTs left at Pickles Pub. So go on out, say hi to Bob and Jim. They will be previewing game one of a four-game series with the Yankees, 7:15 first pitch on Big Fox. But coming up next, we're going to give you the text of the day and also the Terps basketball Big Ten schedule has been released, and if you're interested in going to some of the games, there's some good news for you. I'll tell you what it is next on The Fan. We're, of course, fired up. The Terps football, they are 3-0. They have their first Big Ten matchup this weekend on the road against Wisconsin, but we're always fired up for Maryland basketball, and last year was a really fun season until it wasn't with the Kevin Willard debacle. Bald rat, but still made their first Sweet 16 in a decade. Now entering what?
The bald rat.
And now we enter the Buzz Williams era. And Buzz, they begin their season, this was already known, in Baltimore at CFG Bank Arena, hosting.
It's the Patsos Invitational.
Yeah, playing Coppin State. But about an hour ago, the Big Ten schedule has been announced.
Yeah.
And the Terps' first Big Ten matchup is on the road at Iowa. Their Big Ten home opener is against Michigan.
What? You're going to ballpark me on it?
What?
With dates? Giving a schedule, yeah.
At Iowa, December 7th. At Iowa is December 6th.
Is there a date? Is there a day of the week attached to that?
It is a Saturday. Saturday, December 6th.
Yes. I had a 1-in-7 chance.
And then Michigan at home, Saturday, December 3rd. Well, I didn't realize this isn't like football. Like, do you want me to run down all 20 games?
I don't know where you're going, I'm just saying, if you're just going to randomly be like, they play at Iowa. It's like, well, when? I mean, I think
December 6th. And then Michigan at home December 13th. And then, of course, they have, you know,
I feel like in years past, there's been like an earlier Big Ten. Like, there's
those are the early ones.
I felt like there's one around Thanksgiving. But maybe I'm crazy. I'm bad with dates.
Those are the early ones. And then Big Ten schedule really begins in earnest after the first of the year. That is January 2nd. Oregon comes to College Park. But Jason Yellen, he tweeted out, the Terps have six games on the weekends this year, six home games on the weekends.
I'm here for that.
That equals the most since they joined the Big Ten. So six plus that Friday game against Oregon on January
2nd. So the game against Coppin, that's a Monday?
That is a Monday.
And that tips off at what time?
That is still a TBA.
Right.
It is November 3rd, Monday, CFG Bank.
Well, I feel like we should do the show from down there.
Absolutely, we should. And the week prior, the Ravens play the Dolphins on Thursday night, so we're not even recapping a Ravens game from the weekend.
And there's a... Well, we're running out of time here. But there's got to be a Thursday night or a Friday night home game that we do from Xfinity.
Well, the Friday, the Oregon game, that's January 2nd, and there is a Thursday game. Ohio State comes here February 5th.
We're going to get on some of that.
That's the only Thursday and Friday home games of the Big Ten slate. There's some Wednesdays in there.
Oh, well, so I'm not opposed to a Wednesday either.
We are your home of Maryland athletics. Before we hand it over to the Bobster and Jim Hunter, let's get the text of the day.
Check, 1-2, check.
Text of the day!
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 Okay.
Text of the day comes from Eric in Baltimore, who says, don't love seeing that many names on the Ravens injury report. Yeah. Also sucks that Nate Wiggins' injury came from Chidobe Awuzie jumping on his back celebrating the interception.
Yeah, that was something. Coming off the long interception return, but I'm not, you said it, Jason, the first injury report day, that's not really when the sirens go off, mm-hmm. the alarms go off. If
mañana,
if all of these guys are missing tomorrow, then I get a little more nervous about their status on Monday night.
Yeah, but there's some prominent names for sure.
Yes, there is. Well, tomorrow we still got a lot of coals in the fire. Yes. But we do know that Dave Burkett is going to be joining us to preview Monday night's game from a Detroit perspective.
I'm sure we'll talk about the Thursday night football game that's happening tonight.
Well, I'm sure
the Thursday night game that's tonight, Beltway Ben.
And I'm
in case you were wondering,
I'm sure we will be talking about tonight's Orioles Yankees series opener.
Probably a smidge. I mean, let's be honest, not a whole lot, but I mean enough.
Well, I know that Bob Haney and Jim Hunter, they have all the coverage of that game next.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.